Hi, this is Craig Valentine, host of Early to Rise Radio. Have you ever wanted to become wealthier, healthier, wiser, or just have more time to appreciate the finer things in life? On this show, we reveal what high performers are doing every day to be more successful without sacrificing their personal lives. Early to Rise Radio is sponsored by the Perfect Day Formula. Get your free copy of this game-changing success guide at freeperfectdaybook.com. Now let's get started with today's show. The famous author Jocko Willink says, discipline equals freedom. Just like I said, structure equals freedom in my book, The Perfect Day Formula, because structure brings true freedom into your life and discipline brings freedom into your life because it allows you to be a high performer, allows you to achieve your goals. And if you don't have discipline, you might get a short-term hit of dopamine from watching those four episodes of Netflix, having three glasses of wine, two hamburgers, and a chocolate piece of chocolate cake, maybe not a whole chocolate cake, but you won't have the goals and the success that you want in life. So today I'm going to show you the rest of the 17 ways to double your discipline. In the episode before this, which was episode 232 of the Early to Rise Radio Show, we talked about discipline through subtraction, discipline through self-reflection, the daily discipline operating system, how easy discipline is greater than hard willpower, the discipline dream identity, the discipline environment, the daily discipline routine, and the dealing with difficult people discipline. And now we're going to talk about naked discipline and Kaizen discipline, a whole bunch of stuff that is going to change your life. All right. I'm Craig Valentine. Welcome back to Double Your Daily Discipline. This is part two. We have 17 principles, and the ninth one is Kaizen discipline. I once met a young man named Jason Capital. He was 19 years old. I taught him how to make his first dollar on the internet. He went on. He has now sold over $40 million worth of stuff on the internet. He is very high-performing, high-status individual with a huge following. He's changed so many people's lives for the better, and he's a big believer in the power of Kaizen, which is getting better, a little bit better every single day. Now, I've spent so much time with Jason, and you know, we've had really good times where we've gone to amazing restaurants. We've gone to Miami together. We've gone to Vegas together. We've done seminars together. We met in Washington, D.C. He's traveled the world. He has an amazing life, all because he gets better every single day. And he does the cold plunges, and he does reading every single day and all of that. But again, it's not about adding more big stuff. It's about getting a little bit better at the most important matters every single day. So Kaizen discipline, constant and never-ending improvement. You need to be a little bit better today than you were yesterday. For example, I went to the gym today, and I always want to set a personal record when I go to the gym. I have a whole bunch of exercises with a personal record on them, and I didn't do it with this one exercise, but I did do a greater volume of that exercise. So I wanted to hit a certain amount of time in a hardcore plank position, wasn't able to do it, but I came back and did a second set, so I added more total time. So I didn't hit the record in that particular exercise. I hit a record in a different exercise. Hang from the bar was the exercise that I built the record in. So I'm getting constantly a little bit better in many exercises and changing my body, even at the ripe old age of 46. I still got six-pack abs. All right. The next one is positive parameters. So positive parameters. We talked a lot about discipline through subtraction and removing things, but we also want to have positive parameters, like a goal of doing an amount of disciplined work. So when we set like a discipline goal of a 90-minute work block, being able to foster and support that by removing the distractions and hitting our goals gives us that positive dopamine hit that gets us coming back and for another victory, which moves us into discipline, love, speed. When I'm working with entrepreneurs like Jason Capital, Bedros Koulian, Sharon Srivatsa, all of these guys who have built eight-figure, nine-figure, and even 10-figure businesses, well, we want to make sure that we get a quick victory in their plan. So discipline loves speed. And what that means is that when I build these 90-day plans for Bedros, Sharon, and Jason, I say, what are we going to do right now before you leave the room to get momentum and motivation on this project? Oftentimes it's calling somebody or making a connection and saying, hey, I need you to start working on this project that gets the ball going and gets a snowball of success rolling down the hill. So discipline loves speed. If you want to change something, don't wait until January 1st. Don't wait until Monday. Don't wait until tomorrow. You've got to start working on it today. Discipline loves speed, because if you wait, hesitate, or procrastinate, you don't have that victory. You don't have, and right now you have urgency. And if you don't get a victory when you have urgency, tomorrow you don't have urgency, and you won't get a victory. And the next thing you know, we're having the same conversation again in 6 months or 12 months from now. You also want to have digital detox discipline. This is an incredible way to build up your discipline. Bedros does these things called the Man Up Project, where it's like 5 days of hardcore stuff, like, you know, being in cold water for a long time in the middle of the night, and they hardly have any sleep. And he says, you know, you really are introduced to your higher self through sacrifice. Now, you can do that crazy stuff, you know, Navy SEAL style, or you can do stuff that's more practical, like taking a 6-hour break from your phone. That's about as hard as going into cold water for most people. And so every Sunday, try and take a 6-hour, 9-hour, 12-hour, 24-hour break from your phone. Build up, because you will not be able to do a long time the first time you try it. You'll crack. But if you build up the digital detox discipline, you won't be looking for your phone as much on Monday. And it will carry through. And if you continue to do it, you will build the power over your phone rather than letting your phone have power over you. So build up the digital detox discipline. Then you also need to defeat your daily discipline destroyers, such as a snooze button. And you can do that through public accountability. It is so powerful, so powerful. And we'll talk more about that in a moment. But think about all the things that destroy your daily discipline. Snacks, snooze button, you know, the path of least resistance, all the things that make it easy for you to mess up. You just have to make it harder for those things to mess you up. I have some people that, you know, set their alarm clock across the room. I have some people that, you know, so they can't hit snooze, or I have some people that use these alarms where you have to like solve a puzzle before it turns off. Man, that's crazy. Why not just say you're not going to hit snooze and then, you know, give yourself a punishment if you do, like $50 to a group that you don't like. You can do that. I had a client who donated $500 to Bernie Sanders every time he slept in past 6 a.m. And one day I got this receipt that said, you just donated $500 to Bernie Sanders. And I'm like, I don't even like mittens that much. Why would I give him $500? And instead, I realized it was from my client who made that promise that if he slept past 6 a.m., he would give $500 to Bernie, and he never did it again. So destroy the daily discipline destroyers. Next is have your daily discipline check-in. I created an app called Winning Streak, and this app is like accountability through software. It's brilliant for sales teams. It's brilliant for coaches. It's brilliant for company owners to keep their team members, their tribe on track. And so I get all my clients on the daily discipline check-in. Did you do this? Did you do this? Did you do this? If not, why not? And it shows up every single day, gives you a score, gives you motivation, gives you encouragement, and people are getting more results in life because they're getting the daily discipline check-in from me. So check out the Winning Streak app. It's available on Apple and on the Android store. The only thing is it's free to download, but you have to get a program from a coach, okay? So if you don't have one, you can use my morning routine one, which is VFXGL2, I believe. If that's wrong, just send me a message on Instagram. I'll give you the right code, but it's free to use. You just need to download it and then use that code VXFLG2, I believe. And then you get 5 questions every single day that hold you on track. It's a daily discipline check-in. Next is naked discipline. What the heck is naked discipline? Well, it's where you get naked, and not literally naked, but you get naked about your goals and you get public accountability. So we call it naked discipline because you are exposing your goals and your shortcomings to people publicly and asking them to hold you accountable to doing the right things. So for example, years ago, I decided to quit swearing, and I told my email list of 151,000 people that I no longer swore. And today, people continue to apologize for swearing in front of me. And it's not because I actually don't like swearing. I didn't quit swearing because, I don't like anybody who swears. It's just I thought it would be a good challenge to not swear. And I understand the power, when you're on stage at, you know, these business seminars and someone drops a well-timed F-bomb, it's kind of funny. But what about if you can be just as funny without swearing? And that was a challenge to me. So that's why I decided to tell my audience, I got naked discipline by saying, I do not curse or swear. And if you see me cursing or swearing, you can say, man, that man is a hypocrite. I can't believe anything he says. Putting my reputation on the line. So think about what you want to improve on. Go to your public accountability, whether it's your Facebook group, your email list, or just a bunch of friends that you play golf with or that you're in a business group with, and just say, this is the way I am now. This is my operating system, my daily discipline operating system that we talked about in the last episode. And I want you to hold me accountable to it. If you see me acting out of line, put me back in line, all right? Because I need you. So you get the naked discipline, which then moves into number 16, which is the power of positive people. And in the power of positive people, you need to hang around people that make you play up a level in life. If you want to be wealthier, you got to hang around wealthy people. If you want to be fit, you got to hang around fitter people. If you want to be the strongest, if you want to bench press 500 pounds and you're only hanging around people that bench press 225, you're never going to hit 500 pounds on your own. You got to hang around people that make you play up a level in life. If you want to be the type of person who doesn't curse and swear, who turns their phone off with their family, who says hello to people as they enter the elevator, that's me. That's what I want to be. I want to be that polite and courteous British gentleman. That's like how I describe it. That's my end goal. Well, I need to be around people who support me on that. So make sure you spend more time with people who make you play up a level in life. If you don't have those people, you need to get in coaching groups or you need to find those people. They are out there. Obviously, there's people out there who are aiming to achieve high standards. Otherwise, there'd be no Olympics, right? You just have people running the 10K in the Olympics at an hour pace. No one would watch that. No, we want to see people performing at the highest level. So obviously, one of the biggest, weasel moves I ever get from people is like, oh, there's no good people out there. Total lies. How is there the Olympics? How is there professional sports? How is there people making millions and millions of dollars if there's nobody good out there? That's not true. There's lots of positive people out there and you have to hang around them. So make sure you get to one of my events in the future. Make sure that you get in my coaching group and my virtual mastermind groups where you can meet positive people and connect with them. And finally, you need a discipline coach, right? What got you here won't get you there. What got you here to wherever you are right now and the level of discipline you have will not get you to the next level of discipline and success. If you were able to get to the next level of discipline and success on your own, you would be there. But what got you here won't get you there. And so you need positive people in your life. You need a coach, somebody who's going to give you a blueprint, somebody who's going to hold you accountable, whether it's through my app or whether it's through other sources. You need to know exactly what to do. You need to know what matters. You need to do the self-reflection with your coach. You need to have them help you with the subtraction and setting up systems and routines. And if you don't know how to do that, that's why you are where you are. So listen, if you want to go to the next level, if you want to be like Jason Capital and you want to get rich, and it doesn't matter what age you are, just because he started with me at 19 doesn't mean you can't start with me at 49 and become wealthy too. So if you want to become disciplined, if you want to become successful, if you want to become your best self, if you want to, reach your dream identity, if you want to overcome bad habits, then go to craigballantyne.com/apply. You can apply to work with me. If it's a good fit, you'll work with me and my team and we'll get you up to the next level. If it's not a good fit, we'll send you some of our free resources and say, hey, start here. Okay. But we'll make sure that you get the help you need. I was put on this earth to spread this message, to share it with you. Okay. Because I was that person many years ago, undisciplined, lazy, socially anxious, binge drinker to make up for it, always taking the path of least resistance. It's not a good life. You just feel like crap. I remember one day when I was 13 years old, I spent the entire afternoon playing Super Mario Brothers 3, Sunday afternoon. And at the end of those 3 hours, it was like from 2 until 5, I felt like such garbage. Like what a loser and what a waste of my life this was. And so I decided right there and then I'd never play video games on a Sunday afternoon. I'd never waste my time doing that again. If I was going to do it, I was at least, maybe I'd play for 30 minutes with a friend and at least be social, but I'm not going to do that. And that, that disgusting moment, certainly was one of the many things that led me down the path of being more productive and having a more meaningful life. And I want the same for you. I want you to have the most meaningful life for you that matters, which you only know through self-reflection, but I want to help you with that. And I want to help you get to the next level. And I want to help you feel like, you know, when you're 90 years old and in your artificially intelligence powered rocking chair, you're sitting there going, this is a good life. This is a meaningful life. This is one where I made a difference, and I made a difference through my discipline. My daily disciplines really got me here. So over to you, my friend. If you want to take it to the next level, you know where to find me, craigballantyne.com/apply. Otherwise, we'll see you on the flip side, and we'll keep on helping you as best we can. Looking forward to working with you, and we'll talk to you soon.